This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by Nomad PHP. Start a habit of continuous learning. Visit nomadphp.com and subscribe today. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. We're here in beautiful Istanbul, Turkey for PHP Conf, and my guest today is Michael Vink.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, close enough.
And
Michael, you work with JetBrains, and y'all produce an awesome product called PHP Storm. Talk to us a little bit about PHP Storm.
Yeah, so PHP Storm is a PHP IDE which was created about five and a bit years ago. And it's based on IntelliJ platform. So IntelliJ as a platform was created almost 15 years ago, and then evolved in a series of IDEs we produce for different languages. So basically we have a shared core and a lot of shared features, and on top of that, we build specific technologies and languages such as PHP. So that's evolved in a dedicated project for PHP and web development, and it's got quite a momentum on the market right now.
And it also has a very vibrant community that is behind it. I've just started playing with it, and one of the things I loved about it was that when I started up, I do a lot of WordPress plugin work, and I started up a plugin and it said, hey, you're working in a WordPress, almost like Clippy from Microsoft Word, you're working in a plugin, is there something I can help you with? Or actually, do you want me to turn on WordPress support? What other projects other than WordPress do y'all have this kind of support for?
Yeah, so basically we started with Drupal some time ago when we understood that we can provide some additional value because, well, of course, that's all written in native PHP and a lot of features are of PHP Storm applicable for Drupal, WordPress, Symfony, Zend Framework, and many other frameworks and CMSs. But there are some specific things which can be improved for each of the specific frameworks. So we decided to provide our sets of features which help developers of different frameworks and CMSs. So we started with Drupal a couple of years ago, and we got quite a good partnership with Drupal Association and also many Drupal companies and communities. So we decided that we will proceed with WordPress as well, and we provided support for that. And after that, we worked on some specific APIs to be provided to developers, third-party developers, because one of the major problems we have inside PHP Storm team related to frameworks is that we don't develop in PHP frameworks like all the time, and we don't know all the specifics of this or that PHP framework or CMS. So that's a community which can tell us what to do, but it might be even better if we provide a specific set of tools which can be used by the community to provide support on their own. And one of the first plugins based on this API, and we communicate a lot with the guys, was created by Adrian Brault and Daniel Espendiller, and Daniel is supporting it since then for more than a year, I think. And that Symfony 2 plugin, and been downloaded almost 1.5 or even more million times.
Wow.
Yeah, and PHP Storm in general has more than 400,000 users. So that's really a big crowd, a big community.
Yeah, and it's a very vocal community. I know when I started playing with it, a lot of people started, oh, how great this is, and oh, how wonderful it is. So you have a lot of rabid, loyal followers. And you talked about the API, and I really like that. It's a wise move. I work for Zend, and we have a portion of Zend server called Z-Ray, and we've just done the exact same thing. We've opened up an API, and we now have WordPress and Drupal and several other plugins to support debugging within Z-Ray for those specific projects. And I've played with the WordPress one, and it's phenomenal. It shows me everything that's going on, all the queries that were executed. I mean, it's just it's a wonderful little plugin. Makes development of WordPress plugins just so much easier. And I do like the fact that vendors are waking up to the fact that if they open their products up, like you've done, like Zend has done, then the communities will get involved and build the support that they need for the product, and then release it for anybody who wants to use it. So that's a wise strategy. And one of the things I love, and I discovered quite by accident with PHP Storm, is I can do things like Composer and PHP Unit right within PHP Storm. Talk to us about the tools that you support in the PHP ecosystem.
Yeah, so as you probably noticed, because we see each other on almost every conference, so we are quite involved in the community. So yes, we talk to community leaders, to users, to different tools all the time at conferences, on Twitter, I don't know, via some Skype calls and whatever. So we try to really evolve together with PHP community, so that makes us support Composer, Vagrant, or well, of course, Xdebug, Zend Debugger, or PHP Unit, and many, many other tools. So basically everything which is used inside PHP community is in PHP Storm as well, at least as an integration. Some of the things are done directly in the IDE. Some of them are just are called from the IDE. Mm-hmm. So that's also a very good strategy, so that you don't need to switch anywhere from the IDE, because you don't need to be distracted by switching to this or that window. You have your IDE, you have your code, and if you need any tool to be running, well, you just start to run it from the IDE.
Yeah, and that's where I discovered this, you know, quite by accident. I hit the little green run button, and all of a sudden I noticed, you know, PHP Unit is executing all my tests, and I'm like, this is awesome, because I had been doing that. I'd been swapping over to the other window, run my unit tests, and then swapping back and forth, and now I don't have that distraction. I don't have that momentary lapse there between the windows, and it really does help me keep focused and on task, because I stay in the same application. Let's wrap this up. I want to ask you the same two questions I ask everybody. What's your local user group, and what's the URL?
So the local user group is PHP or Munich user group, and I've just done a talk not that long time ago there about PHP Storm tips and tricks, and it seems that they loved it. And for the URL, you mean JetBrains URL?
No, the URL for the user group.
That's...
They'll have to Google for it.
Yes.
Okay.
That should be meetup.com/PHPUGMunich, or yeah, almost.
Okay. We'll find it, and we'll throw a link to it in the show notes so that people don't have to hunt it down. Mikhail, I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us here today on Voices of the Elephant. And I love the fact that JetBrains and PHP Storm are an active part of the community. I talk about this in one of my talks where we talk about ecosystem. And you guys not only are here and setting up booths and want to sell us products, but you're here helping people solve real problems, and sometimes that makes you money and sometimes that doesn't, but you're part of the community. So I want to thank you for being a part of the PHP community.
Thank you. Thanks, Carl. That was a pleasure to be with you today.
Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT.